Welcome to another episode of Let's Discuss with Z, y'all. All right, so this episode, we are talking about women, and we're talking about, like, you know, how we, because people will be like, women don't get rejected as much as men, or women don't experience as harsh rejection as men do. And I wildly, majorly fucking disagree, like, 100%, 100%, 110%, all right? I completely disagree because, as a woman, look, I'm not embarrassed by shit that I done been through, by any situation that I've ever been in, shit. You take your L, you take that shit to the chin, and you charge the shit to the game, shorty. Like, it is what it is, you feel me? So that's how I see all of this shit. You feel me? It is what it is. All right? You win some, you lose some, you know? Well, so, basically, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of women, whether you want to admit this shit or not, shorty, like, let's just keep it a bean. Like, you know, if this is you or not. You know, you can sit up here and lie and say, you know, women get on social media talking about how they've been so smart, how they're so smart, and they don't get taken advantage of by men and yada yada. And they do all these things to, you know, not be taken advantage of by men. But it's like, look, sis, in some way, shape, or form, you've probably been led to think that you were more important to a man than what you honestly were. I mean, it don't matter how smart you are, how fine you are, how rich you are, how much clout you get on social media, how much clout you got in real life, none of that shit. If you done had his kids, whatever, like, come on. We all know what the fuck it is and what the hell it ain't. So, look, I want to get into it because people try to act like a man, like, what's the word, like, fuck zoning you, and, you know, fuck zone. That's like, you know, I'll sleep with you, but I'll never be in a relationship with you. Or like, yeah, we can exchange news, and I can watch your porn, but you will never the type of woman that I will marry. You feel me? Like, you know, I'll subscribe to your OnlyFans, jack off to it every night in the bathroom while I'm, you know, while my wife is sitting there asking me, you know, why I don't have no money to take her nowhere, but, you know, I'm able to, you know, spend my money on that. But you ain't worthy of being a wife, though. You a thot. You a hoe. Like, come on, y'all. Let's keep it all the way for real. We know what it is to be in that zone as women, that we're literally just objects to men. And that is a form of rejection that men give to women all the time. And people try to say that that's not rejection. It is, literally. It's rejection. Whether they want to admit it, it's a form of rejection. It's a type of rejection. So you can see why, you know, some women, you know, struggle with being objectified. Or some crave being objectified so much, because that's literally the only form of what they think love is that a man will give them. And it's crazy. It's really sad. Like, I mean, come on. Let's think about all of our mentally ill shorties that think if I can fuck them and suck them and do splits and do backflips on it and all this, he won't cheat on me. If I do all this, he won't cheat. If I do this for him, if I, you know, like, that's why we have pick-me's. Like, that type of stuff, like, that type of performative, like, you know, doing certain things to, like, get a man or doing certain things is literally a form of you.
That's a form of you being rejected by a dude. You feel me? So, I don't know, man. We really just need to talk about it, because Twitter talked about it, and I was, like, really intrigued by the things that people were saying about it. So, okay, here's the original tweet. The original tweet is, women are actually very often rejected by men when the woman is romantically interested in a man, and it's in quotation marks this part, I'm not interested in you as a person, but I'd fuck you, in quotation marks, is a rejection. Women are sad when receiving this rejection. So it's a manosphere lie that women don't know how it feels. Y'all, and let's keep it a bean. This was from Miss Zafira. And it says, they know how it feels, but they tend to blame themselves. What's wrong with me? Instead of don't answer with violence. That's the very huge difference. Self-blame versus self-victimization. And I completely agree. Because, like, this is why you have women being, like, when her man cheats on her, you feel me? She's over here, like, thinking what she could have done wrong or what. And this is why you have this type of, like, you know, this type of rhetoric on social media where women be like, you just weren't the girl for him. You just weren't that person to get him to change. Sometimes you're just not the right, you know, the girl that can make him change. And first, let's keep this very, 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 very clear. Like, I'm sorry. Okay, you can motivate somebody to change if that's technically what they were, you know, trying to imply by that, or inspire someone to be different and want to be better. But that person has to actively put in the effort to want to change. They have to want better for themselves. So whether or not, you know, you're inspiring or motivating this man to move differently or, you know, act differently towards you, or, you know, versus how he did with his ex, you know, it don't really have nothing to do with you. It's really, okay, this man sees why he's no longer in this relationship with this woman and why it went to shit and why she left him. So at that point, then he would then realize, like, okay, you know, maybe I don't want to be alone forever, so I'm going to change my ways. Like, you know, I get what they're trying to say, but it's really like, you cannot change a person. The person has to want to change for themselves. They have to want to do the things. They have to put in the discipline to do those, to make those changes. It has nothing to do with you at the end of the day. So I get what people are saying when they say that, but at the same time, we really need to keep in mind that, you know, a person that wants to change is going to change. A person that does not want to change is not going to change. And, you know, you sitting here trying to change a man, and sometimes he just don't want to change. And that's just what it is. He don't want to do it. So, I don't know. And then someone, Nate Crookshank, said, being rejected by a woman versus by a man are two different forms of rejection. Women don't know how it feels for a guy, and neither do guys know how it feels for a girl. And some said, one black girl too. It's rejection. It's nothing special. We all know what rejection feels like. The difference, like Opie stated, is how we react to it. Surely that's not hard to understand? Question mark. And it says, no, the female brain and the male brain are, you know, they are operate differently. As soon as you realize that men and women feel differently, then perhaps you will understand they are not out to get you. And yeah, I agree that it's just definitely a manosphere thing to, and someone said true, this is true, but also there are women who are rejected in every way. A lot of the manosphere discourse ignores women who are ugly, socially awkward, etc. completely. Or when they are mentioned, rejecting them is something they genuinely enjoy. And it says, I was going to say this, and men are usually much meaner about rejecting women they're not attracted to than women are to men. And Maura said, do men not realize that pursuing a woman but only telling her you're not looking for a relationship until after you sleep with her is a way many of them reject women. And then La Sicionissima, I probably totally butchered that, said yes, and this is even worse than just being rejected outright because it involves the man extracting from you the one thing he deems you good for. I'd much rather be told to buzz off totally. I completely agree. It says the pretty young tenderoni. Okay, young tenderoni, she's my Roni. Okay, sorry y'all. They think a man willing to fuck you despite not liking you doesn't count when actually it hurts, degrading actually. Completely agree. Here's another one that I retweeted. It says, this is Dashia. I don't know. I'm out of Deja. Girl, I don't know. The spelling, I like that, but I probably butchered it and I'm sorry. Arguably worse because not only are they rejecting you, they're openly saying, I'm not interested in your emotions, but I'm okay with treating you like an object. Alright, shorty. Look. And my response was this, was, LOL, they don't talk about this though. Look. Okay, here's the thing. I look how I look. You feel me? Like, obviously, I'm an attractive young woman. However, if you don't know, you know, I'm a little weird. I'm a little awkward. It's the tism, all right? But, you feel me? It's the neurodivergence talking, baby. Like, when it comes to my personality and my mannerisms. So, like, the way I look is very deceiving because, you know, I have been rejected. Like, people are like, oh, you've never been rejected. You don't know how it feels. Literally, I've been rejected. Y'all, like, I grew up in a really small town in Central Texas. Like, I was one of the only black people in that school. Like, I know how it feels to be rejected. Like, I don't think, like, and then now because I look how I look and, you know, I have my little glow up or whatever, you know, as I grew into my looks or whatever, and, you know, after school, you know, people, you know, live life and they see different things and, you know, they're more open-minded as adults. So people will find it hard to believe that, oh, you know, you've never been rejected. You've never felt that type of pain. Like, yes, I have. And yes, I have had men, you know, that put me in a situationship. Obviously, once I realized what was happening, I was like, okay, this ain't what I want, but, you know, I'm done. So I left the situation, obviously, never, you know, put myself to allow them to put me in that dynamic ever again. But, you know, that is a real big form of rejection. And I don't think that people really, like, talk about it a lot because while they may not be saying, like, you know, I'm not feeling you, but we could still hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy because men will genuinely be like, I'm sorry. This is discourse between me and my child's father months back. He was like, I don't like you. I can't stand you. But if you want me to give me some cheeks, that's what's, you know, that's cool. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, that's how men think, like, genuinely. They're like, I ain't got to fuck with you like that, but, you know, I still hit. And that's still a man rejecting you because he's, like, not being one, like, he's not being, because you may be romantically interested in that man, not saying that in that particular situation I was, because I'm like, boy, get the fuck. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's still a form of rejection. That's, like, and the same people that be like, oh, you know, I wouldn't date a woman that has OnlyFans but the man still watches porn. Or a dude will be like, I don't date women that post their body on social media, but they will literally like a woman posting her body on social media. Like, it's wild. It is so wild. Like, I really be so, like, I go so fucking hard on that particular, like, thing, because I just feel like people need to be fucking for real, and, like, they logic really be fucked up, and I be so irritated by it. Like, I'm, like, it's annoying to me. But, I mean, that is a form of rejection, ladies. Like, come on. Don't let these men trick you into being like, you've never been rejected. Yes, if you have only been able to get sex out of a man and not a relationship, or not, like, or it, look, this one is even horribler. The man will be living with you, you'll be doing wife type shit, y'all will be living together, have kids and shit, living in the same household, you feel me? And he still will be like, I ain't really want to marry you though, but like, you cool and all to be domesticated with. Like, that's rejection. That's a man rejecting you, sis. That is quite literally a man saying like, hey, you're cool to, you know, do life shit with, but I don't think I can commit to a marriage for real, man. Like, I can't put that on paper. That's rejection. Like, look, hold on. Let's get real technical with this shit, because, like, I don't know. Y'all be playing too much. Hold on. Okay, so let's get into it. What does it mean to reject? Okay, so as a noun, reject, a person or thing dismissed as failing to meet standards or satisfy taste. A verb, dismissed as inadequate, inappropriate, or not to one's taste. Refuse to agree to. Fail to show due affection or concern for someone. Rebuff. Show an immune response to a transplanted organ or tissue so that it fails to survive. That is what it means to reject something. So by definition, I mean, pretty much these things are indeed women experiencing being rejected. I mean, it's just crazy to me, because people will quite literally, like, I'm talking about the women, you know, they be with these men for years and years, no ring, you know. He can do all this stuff, you know, y'all can live under the same roof, have kids, and, it's wild to me. I don't really know why people try to disregard that, but it's the truth. It's really the truth. And I be seeing the same thing, like, with dudes with, like, OnlyFans and shit. Like, that one is one form of rejection that's absolutely, like, mind-boggling for me. I'm sorry, but, like, looking at it and seeing it and then hearing it, I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Like, y'all don't be thinking clearly for some reason. Like, I don't know. Here, let me see. I gotta find it, because it's wild. Hold on, y'all. It's on here, like, way at the bottom. I be tweeting a lot of stuff, so. Yeah. It says, this is Eva Violet said, I'll never understand men who hate and OF girls who hate on OF girls. Like, what are you mad about? Are you angry because she is making money? Are you upset because you can't pay for it? Is sexualizing women only okay to you when they don't consent to it? I'm confused. And I said, this is what I retweeted. Okay.
It got one bookmark. I'm a little concerned. And like over 1,000 views. And it only got one retweet and 3 likes. But the fact that it's bookmarked in someone's phone is a little, I don't know. Like, I don't know why it's bookmarked. But it says, LOL, the same men who hate OF girls be secretly paying for it. Sorry, my parents are listening. I'm so sorry I'm saying this. Paying for it and jacking off to it in their bathroom while their wife wonders why he's been in the bathroom so long and never has money, in quotation marks, to take her anywhere. So unserious they are. Again, I'm sorry that I'm saying this. I'm gonna read the whole thread. Please, just, okay. Fuck ass losers. I just ignore some men who will say OF girls are sluts, but literally jack off every night to Twitter porn or Pornhub videos or random IG models' pics. Like, be serious for once in life. Anyone who still watches porn to get off, but in the same breath calls those same women they get off to sluts or seeing them undesirable, but yet also desirable enough to beat their meat to, is unhinged and incapable of making sense in any way. Wasting time arguing with someone that unrealistic and unaware is insanity. They definitely view women as objects and not actual human beings. Literally, just multiple holes and a pair of chichis is how they see women. It's crazy because those same men will have sisters, girlfriends, wives, daughters, nieces, mothers they claim to love dearly, but still have that mentality. Again, an unserious fuck-ass loser. Nothing more. I'm sorry, y'all. Like, I be going off on people. But truly, like, for real, I'm sorry. That right there is just too unserious to me. And as we know, reject literally means dismiss as inadequate, inappropriate, or not to one's taste. Okay, that's rejection. So a man saying that he would not be with a OnlyFans girl is a man rejecting women. And like, men literally get on Twitter all day and social media all day and be like, oh, you bitches got OnlyFans, y'all some hoes, da 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 da. But we'll literally, in the same 24 hours of him tweeting that, posting that on Facebook, posting a quote like that on his IG, we'll literally, the same 24 motherfucking hours, sometimes not even 8 hours will have passed by. Not even 10 minutes will have passed by. And he will go and jack off to what? Some OnlyFans, some Pornhub, some nudes a woman has sent them or he somehow has access to. So, I mean, let's just keep it a bean. Like, come on. A man seeing a woman as only an object of desire, but not an actual human being, is a man rejecting women, period, point blank. So, you know, but like the original poster was saying that the difference between men being rejected and women being rejected is that women will see themselves as, you know, self-blame. They'll be like, oh, well, you know, I'm ugly, or I'm a whore, or I'm not, you know, good enough for this man, or I wasn't the girl for him, or I wasn't enough for him, and yada yada, and I could have did more of this, and I, you know, there's something wrong with me. But with men, they be like, you know, like, I don't know, that like, because people will be like, oh, men are not like, because I be seeing men say, like, we're not emotional beings. We don't have emotion. I'm like, last time I checked, all humans have emotion, you know, for the most part. I mean, aside from, like, narcissists and psychopaths and sociopaths, shit like that. I don't know. I'm not, no psychologist or nothing. I don't have no degree on this, so I don't really know the actual DSM criteria of what it calls for. But you know what I'm saying? Like, for the most part, most humans do indeed have emotions, and they do indeed feel something. And you know, to me, emotions are like a response usually to some sort of trigger or some sort of situation. So yes, you being rejected as a man, yes, you do react very emotionally. And I do feel like women, I mean, men are very emotional, whether they be like, I'm not sensitive. Well, okay, you're not sensitive, but you called me ugly and a hoe because I said I didn't want to talk to you. I told you I didn't want to have sex with you, so you raped me. I told you that you know, I have a boyfriend, so you kill me. Like, come on. But y'all not emotional. They are very emotionally driven. And you know what I say about emotions all the time is, emotions, you have to learn how to get a handle and a balance on your emotions. Because if you don't, baby, they will run you. And you will be sent to somebody jail. So, you know, that's just how it goes. Or you'll be dead and everybody else will too. So, I don't know. But, yeah. I want people to get up out of that manosphere of things of, oh, women don't experience rejection. Women don't know what it's like to be rejected. And it's like, be so for real. A man putting you in a situationship, like you're romantically interested in this man. You think, if I cook for him, if I sleep with him enough times in the way that he wants to, if I clean the house the way that he wants it clean, if I do certain things the way that he wants me to do them, and I look the certain way that he wants me to look, and I make the certain amount of money that I can make that he wants me to make, if I, you know, get the certain type of clout that he wants me to have in order to take me seriously, then eventually he will want a relationship with me. No, sis, you're struggling with rejection sensitivity. You're struggling, and you need to pull yourself out of the trenches and understand that, yes, sometimes you get rejected. It is what it is. Take the L and move on. He don't want you. That's why you see all these "he don't want you" sis type things, like a man not texting you back, but he can watch your stories. He can't text you back, but he watching your stories. How that work? He got the message. He sent the message, unless his phone on do not disturb. He sent the message come across his screen, at the top of his screen. Literally, the shit comes as a notification in the notification bar when you're on your phone. So he got the message. He seen it. Period. Did he respond to it because he was busy? Maybe not. I mean, I don't know. But he saw it. He saw the message. He just don't want to talk to you right now for whatever reason. If he's busy, if he's with somebody else, if he's not interested, whatever. It is what it is, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's rejection. That's why you see so much, like, content on social media where people are like, if he don't buy you this, or if he don't do this, if he don't do that, that mean he don't like you. If he, you know, that lady, they be like, if he don't call you back when he say he gonna, like, babes, that's rejection. Like, women do experience rejection from men, and I hate that people try to act like it's just this unheard of thing. And it's like, y'all be so for real. Women do experience rejection. Men do reject us by keeping us in situationships for as long as they possibly can, by keeping us with friends with benefits situations as long as they possibly can, by manipulating us into thinking that eventually it will lead to somewhere. And, you know, I will say, as a woman, you really gotta be firm on what it is that you want. If you want something for real, you have to stand on that, period. If you know you want a relationship and this man is taking 6 months to a year to decide if he wants to be in a relationship with you, like, come on. he ain't really thought to really just try to, like, be with you. Like, I don't know. Like, y'all can, like, he can sleep with you, but he can't, like, it'd be crazy. He can take you out. Y'all can go on trips across the country. Y'all can literally be having toothbrush at each other's spot, but he can't make you his girlfriend. That's where he draw the line, is asking you to be his girlfriend. Come on, y'all. Like, be so for real. These men, and then what I'm saying, like, the people that be with a man for years and years and years, come on. Y'all can live under the same roof for years, have babies on top of babies. You doing wifey shit for this man, but he draw the line at marrying you. That's wild. That's him literally rejecting you. Him seeing, like, oh, you ain't up to standard, shawty. I can't, you know? So, I don't know. I just be like, this shit be so wild to me. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know, dog. Like, shit. I just want people to be fucking for real for once in their lives. Like, that's really all my podcast is about, is discussing things. So people can kind of, like, put it in their mind how certain things really look. Like, to really just unpack certain things, because I really be feeling like people don't really be being for real, and then you just kind of got to be like, okay, like, we got to draw a line somewhere, man. We got to be serious for once in our lives, like, for real. Like, I don't know, man. But yeah, I just, it's so crazy to me. But yes, women do get rejected despite whatever men tell you. Women get rejected. Yes, we do. When we are into a guy, but he only wants to sleep with us, but he don't want to be our boyfriend, you know? That's him rejecting us, saying, oh, you know, you cool and chill and stuff, but, like, my girlfriend, you know, I can't be with her because she, you know, let me have sex with her too early. Like, that's really crazy to me. Because to me, I feel like if a man really wants you, for real, if you sleep with him the first night you meet him, and that won't affect his vision of if he deems you as valuable enough to be his girlfriend. I'm sorry. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, a man that has slept with you the first night y'all ever met, and then he doesn't want to make you his girlfriend for real. Wild. Wild business. I don't know. That's just what I feel about it. Like, I don't know. That's just me. Like, that's my opinion. Like, I feel like no amount of, like, you doing a certain thing will make a person not want to be with you, if they will. And here's another thing that I saw on Twitter about certain stuff like that, because it's true. Like, it's true. Hold on, let me find it. It was from yesterday, man. Was it from yesterday? It might have been from Thursday, actually. Y'all, I'm sorry. These pauses. It's like I tweet so much shit posts that it's just like unreal. It's unreal. It's unreal. Unreal. Okay. I'm getting close because I'm reading this stuff about Kim and Courtney. I'm going to do a podcast on them because I have my firm beliefs on that. Okay. Listen. Tittygate 2023. If you know Twitter, then you know exactly who this is. Okay. Niggas don't care about body counts. They don't care about you having a kid. They don't care about you fucking their homeboys. Don't let them fool you. Okay, homeboys was a stretch, but they def don't give a damn about just one. And somebody said, or hairy coochies. None of that. And I said, it's all fake news, believe me. I said, men can get on social media talking about single moms, girl with high body counts, and girls that have talked with his homeboys. Doesn't mean he won't F with you or F you or even or try even. It's all BS to look like he has morals online to get more women or respectability from other men. This is just what I believe, okay? This is my theory. I come up with a lot of conspiracy theories on certain things that people do because in my mind, everything has to make sense and everything has to have a reasoning behind it in order for me to like understand and comprehend what's really going on. And I said, if he want to do something, all that extra stuff won't matter. I don't know why it's hard for people to comprehend. And apparently to many on here, sex is just sex. It means nothing. So if that's the case, why would those factors stop them? And look, okay. Truth be told, man be in my DMs. I'm a mom. I got kids from another man. Yes, that is not one of those men. So yes, I do have people that want to be in relationships with me. Some just want to sleep with me, but some, you know, genuinely want to get to know me and be with me, you know? That's what it is. And then you also have the high body counts, girlies. In real life, you don't even bring that up. Like, I've never had nobody come to me on a date asking me what my body count was. Not once. And I didn't ask them. All I want to know is that you're clean and that you didn't just sleep with somebody before we slept together. Like, that's all. That's all I need to know. That's it. I don't care how many people it's been with because I'm going to kind of be like, I kind of wonder about you, you know, just based on the things that happened in that moment. But you know what I'm saying? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know the answer, period. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't want to know because once I know, then I'm going to be like, dang, like trying to add it up, calculate it. Just don't tell me and we're good. And then the girls that have talked with a dude's homeboys. Okay, like that's a little reach. I don't know. I feel like it really just depends on the man. But, you know, some women do be homie hoppers. Like, you realize, like, oh, I didn't pick the finest one, so, you know. But that's just how it be. You know, it is what it is, if we're being honest. And, you know, some men will be like, hey, I know you was with my homeboy, but, I mean, you fine, shorty. Like, let's get together. And then I know a lot of dudes will say, oh, if his homeboy comes to you, that mean he not taking you serious for real. And it's just like some dudes was like, nah, that ain't the case, bro. Like, it is what it is. So I don't know when it comes to that. I personally don't know. I've never like dated someone and then wanted to date their homeboy. Like, I haven't done that, so I don't know what that necessarily means. But you know, for the women that do, if a man want to be with you, he gonna be with you. If he don't, he not. Like, it's really simple. It's not rocket science. I'm sorry. Like, when it comes to this rejection stuff, it will hurt less when you realize that, you know, it just is what it is. If that person wants to, in that moment, if they feeling right about it, they gonna do it. If they not, they not. Like, it just, that's just life. You feel me? Like, it is what it is, man. But yeah, that's really all I wanted to say about that, because I think that's so funny. Like, social media is so funny. So I just like to talk about these little think pieces because some of them are really thought-provoking and really be sometimes good. But to be sitting there talking about it over and over again, no. We've already talked about it. Let's move on to something different. But yeah, I like that one. Women getting rejection and people acting as if that is not rejection. But yeah, for sure, for sure. And then, like, all the stuff that people say, like, they don't like on social media, you really just got to catch people in action. You really have to catch people in action. Because, you know, to me, I'm one of them people, words mean nothing to me. You could sit here and say the sky is blue, but if you are not, like, physically showing me that the sky is blue directly, I'm going to be like, okay. You know, like, okay. You said some words. Cool. Great. You can use your mouth. Wonderful. You have the ability to talk. That's awesome. You know, but... but, yeah. So... I don't know, y'all. That's just one thing that I wanted to talk about, because people be like, women don't experience rejection. We do. We do. We've all been rejected, whether a woman wants to admit it or not. A man that she has probably liked or had a little crush on probably did not also have a crush on her or liked her back in the same way. And whether you don't want to admit your losses or not, you can still admit your losses. It's okay. It's healthy to admit that, you know, sometimes we win some, we lose some, shorty. It is what it is, baby. That means it opens us up for more wins. It opens us up for another opportunity to win. That's how I see it. Shoot. You reject me, that just means I'm one step closer to my man. Or my girl. You know, whatever. It is what it is. I don't know. But, you know, I'm one step closer to that person that's meant for me. You just got out the way for them. That's how you should see somebody rejecting you, like, respectfully. But I know, your feelings get invested, your ego be bruised. I understand. I totally get it. Rejection is hard. It's difficult to sit with and deal with. But it happens. It happens. And yes, some people are very cruel with their rejection. Some people are so cruel. And some people are a little nicer. And you may not really get the message because they're nicer and less direct about it. But some people are very straightforward and blunt. So you got to work that out. You got to figure out that situation. So... yeah, I get how it can be difficult, but yeah, respectfully, I really enjoy this topic. I enjoy talking about this type of stuff because it'd be so funny because people just be saying stuff and it don't really be making any sense to me because I'm like, so women that have OnlyFans are horrible people, but you can jack off to them in the bathroom? When your wife is asleep, or, you know, after your wife has cried herself to sleep because you don't like her no more, but OnlyFans women are bad, but you jacking off to an OnlyFans woman? Okay. Makes a lot of sense, I guess. I don't know. In your mind, it makes sense, but in my mind, I'm sitting here like, okay. Gotcha. But yeah. I don't know, man. I do this for the people that want everybody to be fucking for real. That's what I do this for. That's what I live for, okay? That's what I'm doing this for. It's for my truth seekers. I'm sorry, y'all. I play too much, but for real. For real, I don't know, man. I'm not the smartest person in the world, and I'm not, like, saying that I know everything and that I'm just haven't had experiences where I've had to learn this on these types of things on my own, but, like, respectfully, come on. Come on, y'all. Some stuff really just be wild. Come on. Come on. Let's just be real. But yeah, y'all. I hope everyone's doing all right. Thanks for tuning in to to this episode of Let's Discuss. I will get back with y'all another time. And I really want to talk about Kim and Courtney on my next episode. So, yeah. Catch you later.